Then I step further away. What is further away of that? Ah, is something that is my focal point. I don't move around to see a lot. I focus on one point. That by itself means some feeling. We express it as fikr and zikr, the way you pronounce it. Fikr or zikr. Fikr is, yeah, thought. Zikr is what? But in Persian, when you say fikr or zikr, you don't mean fikr, you don't mean zikr. None of that. That's how it goes. Fikr zikr means focusing on something. You would say, this fellow, his fikr zikr is only that stuff. It should be a focal point. So you step further away, not even looking around. You have your focal point, which is, I don't know, fikr and zikr. That's what it is. I don't translate it. But even from there, there is an inner stuff. I go even from that focal point away. What is there? Almost nothing, right? When nothing is there, that's apple. Yeah, the stuff which was outside and we said this is junk, get rid of it, this reasoning stuff, we call it the real one. We call it the real app. That's the inner circle of us. And this is not like listening and watching, which you could do independently. These are step by step by step going inside, getting out of this animal stuff, going inside to arrive to real logic. Real understanding. This is what it is. Here he points out that you have to go back from these animal stuff, because if you're not out of the animal senses, the hidden stuff you cannot see. For that hidden stuff, you need another kind of glasses. You need another kind of vision to see beyond the animal one. To see something in this chair that an animal will never see. There is one chair somewhere that nobody sits on. It's reserved for the guy who sat there for the last time. This is in that chair. Not for the animals to see, but for we to understand. If you go somewhere and they will show you, oh, this is the chair that Mahatma Gandhi sat on. Suddenly that chair is different, isn't it? But not for your cat. Not for the animals. For you. This is the real meaning. He wants to emphasize on that, to say, I told you, I'm going to tell you a historical story, and I hope within you will find what? The secret. He said, oh, you don't see this secret while being there. You have to live it. You have to change your state of mind. We can say it now like this. Yes?
This discourse hath no end. The snake catcher, with 100 pains, was bringing the snake along.
Means what? This stuff has no end. I'm going to finish it now. I'm going to leave the subject here. But we didn't finish this, remember. We have to come back to it. Because it's more than this little stuff you could say in paragraph. All I'm trying to give you this message. So this is not finished. Let's go and see what happened to the snake catcher. Yes?
Yes. till the would-be showman arrived in Baghdad that he might set up a public show at the crossroads. The man set up a show on the bank of the Tigris and a hubbub arose in the city of Baghdad. A snake catcher has brought a dragon. He has captured a marvelous rare beast. Myriads of simpletons assembled who had become prey to him as he in his...
What does all that mean? Excuse me, my English is no good. What did he mean? We know the story he's going to tell us. This fellow did the mistake, brought it will warm up. But the explanation here had nothing to do with that, did it? First of all, the location. Why Baghdad? Because that's the sunniest place in that environment. But it's not desert and sunny and stuff like that. It's sunny, but it's full of everything. But the location for us is important. Everything happens where? Beside a river. Oh, you forgot the riverside. Because you forgot about this flow of knowledge which is constantly here. And we believe in that water, right? So, he will bring that stuff from a frozen environment in Baghdad, and Rumi will emphasize that he did it just at the riverside. And everybody gathered at the riverside because we are talking about knowing and knowledge and all that. Yes?
They were waiting, and he too was waiting for the scattered people to assemble. The greater the crowd, the better goes the begging and contributing.
Suddenly, for the first time, you will hear clearly what is the motivation of a snake catcher. First of all, he is waiting for everyone to come around because more the people are going around, you could beg more and you could distribute something more. And that's what you do. Remember that having the attention is the primary role or what stuff of this animal. Show off. You see, here, when I'm talking about the dragon or the ego, it doesn't happen when there is one fellow over there. It happens in public. And more the public are around, better it works. Yes.
Myriads of idle babblers assembled, forming a ring, soul against soul. Men had took no heed of woman on account of the throng. They were mingled together like nobles and common folk at the resurrection.
Somehow that soul against soul didn't make sense to me. Because Rumi will say, the behind of the foot, behind the foot. Means every foot behind the other foot. Remember, we are talking about walking here, right? In the condition of one foot behind the other one, one fellow is enough to stop everyone. They are not walking. But he mentions the feet, that these are supposed to be the travelers, but they gather to see the show. That's when it comes dangerous. Yes?
When he began to move the cloth, the people in the crowd strained their necks.
What is cloth? What is cloth? Because the word here is harraqe, which is everything but the cloth. But it could be a cloth. It could be a piece of wood. It could be some little stick in the hand of the magician. Okay? And the magician will do this. Why is he doing this? To warm the people, right? Therefore they call it fire maker. Harraqe means the instrument It means lighter. It means something that will beat the fire, because the fellow is doing all of that. Everybody moves. Like a director of the orchestra. Because that's what will happen when somebody will bring out something, everybody will gather and socially will be agitated and ready for that stuff, yes?
And the dragon, which had been frozen by intense cold, was underneath 100 kinds of coarse woolen cloths and coverlets.
This is a little bit silly, because we are facing, let's watch the story, this is the object of this six-year-old boy always. What kind of silly story is this? We are talking about a silly fellow, right? And he's a snake catcher, right? And he has no power behind him, and the governor is not, and nobody is giving money and thing like that. How this snake catcher could find a lot of duvet to cover this dragon layers upon layers? Impossible. First of all, in the Iraqi people in Baghdad, they don't have a lot of duvet, because they don't have that cold winter. Okay? And this is snake catcher, but we insist in that detail, one, because Rumi doesn't think about that story. He's thinking about you and telling you that, first of all, your dragon is warming up because it's hidden under so many covers in you. Your dragon never, your ego will never come out and say, I am the ego, I'm. You say, well, of course you know that I'm humble and blah, 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 and jumps out. It's an undercover stuff over there. And that is when it warms up, because if you are pure, honest, there are some simple people, pure, honest like this, and their ego is out, visible. What will happen? Obviously, they will understand, and everybody will show it to them, and they will get rid of it. The problem is our ego. We are the snake catcher. We are the clever guys. And our ego is undercover. A lot of them. Different kind of them. That's why he insists upon this. It doesn't need in this story. But for me to bring it out, it is needed here. To remember, we are talking about the ego, which is covered by so many layers that we make for it, yes?
He had bound it with thick ropes. That careful keeper had taken great precaution for it. Mm-hmm. During the delay of expectation and coming together, the sun of Iraq shone upon the snake.
Uh-huh. And this was not needed. We knew, and he could simply say, you say today I go a little bit further back and say, why are you saying it this way? Because, isn't it, okay, it's in Baghdad and the sun is out and it will warm up. No, no, no. It's not like that. It's like this, that during the delay of expectation and coming together and by accident, because that ittifaq has two meanings over there, is coming together and means happening. During the happening and expectation, and all of that means during the time that you are looking around and studying this stuff and learning a little bit here and there, and you're waiting for enlightenment and you're waiting for bringing all these little pieces you learn here and there, during all that time the dragon is warming up. While you're studying, your dragon will warm up. Because when you're graduating, you will understand this is the dragon I could catch